Well, we are just a week and some days from the NFL draft, courtesy of Detroit, Michigan. What do we think, Eagles fan? I'll tell you what, get me a highly skilled tight end, and I am good with the rest of it. But do not ignore the D side. Beef up to become a much feared, unstoppable force, especially at the goal line. I love those goal line stops. And the only team that I know their defense has always been reputable for those goal line stops are, drumroll please, the 49ers. So that's what I would just, Eagles, go Eagles, fly Eagles, fly, beef up that D, stop up those holes, those gaps, and let's be that force. Caught up on some pressers this week, had me smiling, giggling, and sighing. Players like Fletcher Cox, they are just irreplaceable. Small town values often produce the best of us. Off to a good start with that culture build though. My Lotta shares how from barely being able to afford a train ticket to sitting having a meal in Italy makes you ever so grateful. I can relate, although I still wait to cash in on my laid up treasure, wink wink, from humblest beginnings. There's nothing wrong with having highest expectations from everyone inside Nova. When you pair that with a human element, though, genuinely caring about the life of each and every individual, you got the makings of not just greatness, but extraordinary. And yet, there is pause to consider how all these roster moves and ads will gel. Just how it all is going to come together. I've been reading some articles and concerns, and I can see the points, the pros, and the cons. Come next phase of things, post-draft, it's going to be all about leadership from top down, from front to back, end to end. It's got to be tight-knit like a ship's rope, a bond impossible to break. As a federal contracting consultant, I was often in the weeds with the numbers and the legal speak and what it all meant for the bottom line. I loved federal contracting, particularly the closing aspect, because it's based on a very simple formula. Did the government receive? Did it accept? Did it pay for services and products rendered? On the front end, the simplicity is exactly the same. What is the need? Who can supply it the best? How much or little will it cost the government? My point. While birds are in the lab, there's a question that I didn't hear much of an answer for. That is, what went wrong last season? Multiple factors may have been at play, but simply put, if we haven't identified and or acknowledged that one thing, the main thing specifically, that's the foundation you are laying for the upcoming season. There must be an answer, a solution, and fix for what went wrong in 2023. So there is absolutely no chance of repeating the same mistake or mistakes. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. That third option at helmet gear in the black, I dig it. There's nothing wrong with mixing it up. Opponent appropriate attire. Just got to chime in on a little bit of intrigue with these rule changes of late. Let me preface this by saying, or with a quote from number one, players play, coaches coach, owners own, and I might add referees ref. Okay, I'm a proponent of just let them play already. Just let them play already. And if that's what these adjustments are aiming to do, well, yet in the shadows of professional sports is a big thing called sports betting, which is a revenue beast in and of itself. It should not be underestimated in its influence. Do not go down the conspiracy theory wormhole of fixed games, though. But do not ignore that the league is more youthful. Millennial, which translates to social media, and app literate, and that can turn the head upside down if one is weak or prone to weakness. Some very sad news. An NFL legend lost. Orenthal James Simpson, born July 9, 1947 in San Francisco, California, changed how athletes, particularly African-American athletes, were viewed in the mainstream well before he became a notorious figure, describes an NFL sports writer, Frank Schwab. Remember, review, re-listen to my February dose, R.E. the Black Athlete. OJ, an exceptional athlete whose legacy vanishes for some of us under the dark cloak of celebrityism and what we all remember, like we do many not-so-great moments in American culture. Yet like we do, like those moments that we remember, we should remember and commemorate the athlete and human being, though flawed as we are. All is deserving of remembrance for his accomplishments to the sports of American football. I am chagrined by news accounts of even the NFL ignoring OJ's death announcement. The man has a family. Sins of the father are the father's. We should remember, the things that we do wrong. We should acknowledge the things that we do wrong. Some of the despicable and some of the acts that we do for ourselves and some of the things that we do wrong, the bad judgments, the wrong choices in our personal lives. And they never catch up to us. We never get caught. We may never be held accountable. Others of us are shown mercy in those moments. When one enters into their internal rest, it's better to remain silent in respect than to lash out with what none of us know for certain, other than the final ultimate judge of us all. Late breaking Friday, in other sports news, Tiger Woods adds to his phenomenal achievements as a professional golfer. I quote, Woods has now made 24 consecutive cuts at the Masters, the most all-time in the tournament's illustrious history. The five-time Masters champion in his 20th Masters appearance was previously, his 26th Masters appearance was previously tied with good friend Fred Couples, 1983 to 2007, and Gary Player, 1959 to 1982. In true Tiger fashion, Woods said he plans on texting Couples to give him a little needle for taking the outright record, writes Adam Woodard, published in Golf Week. Tiger Woods has always been a person of sports intrigue for me, and he fits that whole aura of exceptional athletic ability and controversial off-the-course life. Should decisions he's made impact his legacy in the profession of golf? Respect he has earned over a span of a very lengthy career. Tiger Woods has sealed his legacy, which is still being writ. His life record off the golf course is entirely for him to seal in best possible way, on par with his proven record as a professional athlete. Shot a wheatgrass for years. Came across a good read in the Philadelphia Inquirer sports op-ed section. After News Peruse, where number one was in Cleveland supporting the WNBA and a Philly native, who is certainly not an historic but very present sports figure that I'm ashamed I knew very little about, Dawn Staley. What makes her special? Her humanity. Something our Eagles must take from the lab into preseason on. Check all the eagle at the door. Master the as one concept. Be extraordinary on and off field. And you'll win at both the profession and, most importantly, life. And I hope I made my point clear about OJ and the relativity with Tiger Woods. And that's, you know, I'm not dismissing the perhaps wrong decisions that were made. And even, you know, we all saw the court drama and, you know, the exoneration and all the disagreement and the discord about him being acquitted. However, that is not for us to judge. And that's my whole point. These athletes, who they are on and outside of their performance in professional sports, it does matter. And I have always championed that who you are in your profession and who you are in your personal life are not two separate things. They should be the exact same thing because it's built upon who you are. However, if you have built a reputation and a legacy in your profession, bad decisions you've made in life should not erase that record as far as showing respect. And if you cannot show respect, just remain silent, which is the golden rule. Can't say nothing nice, just remain silent. Again, OJ has a family. The family didn't commit the sin. The family didn't make the bad decisions. The family didn't do the deed if it was done. So let's show respect. Let's commemorate the man's accomplishments, which are marked, which are writ in the annals of the NFL records. Get your next dose, your next shot of the Daily Dose right here, right here.